Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we are live back on the line. This is www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonthe11. It is me, the Lotta Hill Legend, here with my host, Cornell, who will be on in a few minutes. Tonight, we're going to go over a few things. And as we do every Thursday night, we're going to talk about the world of sports and entertainment. First thing, we want to definitely go into the night will be the Ohio State Buckeyes. We must give credit to them where credit is due. They are the national champions. And also, in my opinion, they are the national champs, and I will explain why. Also, the University of Miami will be unveiling an Adidas uniform. And definitely, we're going to talk about the NFL with America's team and the Dallas Cowboys and the catch that was or wasn't, depending on who you talk to. Also, just some other news, we got a few NFL coaches. We got Rex Ryan headed to the Bills, Jack Del Rio to the Raiders, and Tom Sula, the 49ers D-line coach, fired all the assistant coaches but Tom the Bull Rathman. I used to love Tom Rathman on Tecmo Bull. He ran over everybody. And from there, we're just going to talk about the NBA, the Miami Heat. And also with the NBA, we want to talk about Swaggy P, Nick Young, and why he will be broke by the age of 30. So if everybody stays in and stays tuned, we'll be right back as we go to this small, short commercial break.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talk about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Fuck
with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you not. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the result? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greeting. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? semi-autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne. I got this. Lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it out. Fuck with your soul and ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Star son across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weeds, put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Star son across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. I've been fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out. They hope that I'd be gone stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face, shots of well wishing, friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was asleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Podomo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint first. Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking list. Won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will.
Nah. Godson across the belly. Lose. I prove you lost already. The king is back. Where my crown at? Ill will. Rest in peace. Let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you because you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with distant women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile? They called you ugly? Well, life is harsh. Hug me. Don't reject me. Or make records to disrespect me, blatant or indirectly. In 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirt, hanging with Little Chase. You a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass. You 36 in a karate class, you Tabo ho.
Well, I don't want to be 36 in the Tabo class. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to talk about the world of sports and entertainment. Number one, the first thing we want to go into are the Ohio State Buckeyes. Yes, rah, 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 you won, finally, you won your first, yes, I said it's your first national championship. Talking about Ohio State, the first thing I kind of want to say about the team, it's very unique in the fact that they were able to play what was considered their third-string quarterback and win the championship. As we all know, everyone knows the story. Starter Braxton Miller, he went down, and also then JT Barrett, who had a phenomenal season, he also went down before the Big Ten championship game. And Cardale Jones, third-string quarterback, who was a five-star in high school, was a redshirt freshman, was able to come in and basically guide them to three victories. And lead them. Yeah, he had 742 yards passing in three games. 6'5", about 240, 250, big, strong, very strong cannon-like arm, athletic ability, and had some scouts and sports writers wooing and going crazy over his ability, so much to the tune that they were talking about him possibly going pro. He had a press conference today in which, you know, in LeBron James fashion, he is from Cleveland, and in LeBron James fashion, he made his decision, you know, and he didn't garner the media support that he thought that he was going to have. It was only a few hundred people there in his old high school auditorium, and his decision was to stay in college. Now, here's my thinking on this. I got two things to say about this, and those of you out there, Radio Land, you can chime in on this if you like. But my first thing is this: one, he should have come out because this is the best time it will ever be for him, because he's going to sit the bench next year, and he possibly will the year after that. He might get frustrated, and then after that, he won't have as well a season when he has to care. He better ride this wave now. He should have gone out. Number two, if he does decide to stay at Ohio State, he should move to tight end and play tight end. He will be a Pro Bowl tight end in the NFL for 10 years. You heard it here first. I'm being honest with you. If he went to tight end, he would be a Pro Bowl at Pro Bowler at perennial Pro Bowler at tight end. Just my thoughts. Cardale Jones, Cleveland, Ohio, 5-star out of high school too. I think we even talked about him on this program about 3 years ago, actually. I remember him. I really do. He attended that academy that Ted Ginn Jr. went to, and his father created the school. School's an all-boys school. They take young men from the inner city, turn their lives around through academics and athletics. So big up to him. Big shout-out to Ted Ginn Sr. But those are just the things I kind of wanted to say about Ohio State. Cornell will be in a few minutes. I know you all are wondering where he is with his comedic expertise, but he will be in a few minutes. I guess the traffic in Atlanta is pretty heavy, like it always is. And those of you that know Cornell, he don't get to the studio on time anyway. So he'll be here in a few. I'm just going to hold it down until he's here. Again, anyone that would like to call in, please, the number is 347-838-8903. Please give us a call. We're talking about sports and entertainment and the world that surrounds it live on www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. We'll be right back.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people rolling dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Nowhere to be, paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, Lord Travis Shabazz. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretching. So many years of depression make me vision the better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I like Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, baby. Black diamonds
above. Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I
thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat mandatory, running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late, flip the A stack to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips,
be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 2-4-5 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Everybody, we are back and live on the line again. We just had a few technical difficulties, so we really apologize for the delay. While we're sitting here, again, going back to Ohio State and Cardale Jones, it's very rare that you have a situation that you have like this going back into spring practice that our coach Urban Meyer has. He has three quarterbacks basically that are top notch and top level. And one thing that rumors have been circulating and floating around about Braxton Miller, who was the original starter at the beginning of the season, last year had a phenomenal season. He was even a Heisman Trophy candidate. They having him possibly transfer. Some of his options for transferring, rumor wise, of course, remember these are just rumors, have been Florida State, Oregon, even Duke. I think that's pretty amazing now because the way college football works, if you are a graduating senior and you have that extra year, you can use that extra year to transfer wherever you would like with no repercussion at all, meaning a.k.a. Cody Riggs from Florida, who left University of Florida, which in my opinion was a very smart decision, and went to Notre Dame, you know, and was able to play in a bowl game and that sort of thing. So, and win. They beat LSU in the bowl game, if I'm not mistaken. So, a lot of them are taking advantage of this. It's something that a lot of them like to do now. It affects recruiting. And I guess somebody is here in the background. Okay. And as I was saying, it affects recruiting now and that sort of thing.
You see, Bill Al Haven got it.
NBC, nigga, that is humongous. That is huge. That's bigger than fucking
paychecks. Hello, the red light is on, y'all. We on the air. Who is that? Hello?
It's Carnell.
Oh, okay. How you doing? Oh, man. Hey, what's going on?
I was holding out behind my goddamn $5.
Oh, hey, man. Hey. Hello?
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. I had a little something I had to take care of.
Okay, well, I'm almost scared to ask what that was. But I got, and I'm glad to have you here. Listen, right quick, we'll get into your $5 later. But the quarterback from Ohio State, should he have gone pro? Yes or no?
Yeah, most definitely.
I agree with you. I have to agree with you on that. Why not? What more can you do? Huh? Hello?
Yeah, he might as well.
He ain't going to play a year for another year.
Yeah. Why not get paid to learn?
Get paid. You know, the 50
cents. Yeah, because he might go back to Ohio State and still could be the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
If the other guy come back too.
He should have went because his stock was high.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have been a second, third round pick at best. But however, who's to say he's going to start next year?
That's what I'm saying.
And with the three games he played, he did well enough to catch some team's attention. Somebody's going to nab him in the second, third round, sit him on the bench for a couple of years, and let him learn the offense. I mean, I'm a proponent of education, but I'm also a proponent of going when your stock is high.
What they told you when you went to Morris Brown or went to Morehouse, what they told you?
Oh, they told me if it wasn't for football, I probably wouldn't be in college. So football comes first, then academics.
I'm talking about when you went on the recruiting trip. What they said to you?
Oh, when I went on a recruit visit, you know, I was listening to my dad. He was telling me, ask, can I speak to some professors, check out some classes. So when I get on campus, I'm doing that. I said, well, can I speak to some professors? Can I check out a class, check out a lecture? Everybody looking at me like, where the hell this nigga come from? Talking about class and schoolwork and shit. They're like, man, we could kick it, nigga. This free shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were like, this how they make them in Fort Lauderdale? I was like, hey, I was just listening to my old dude. He told me to check out the college to see if they have something that I want to major in, try to get a degree and stuff like that. And y'all folks up here clowning me.
Was it Morris Brown?
Yeah, it was at Morris Brown.
I didn't know they had a football team, though, man.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, they had a team. Yeah,
we had quite a few players while I was there to make it to the NFL. We were 1AA. We were independent. We played teams from the SWAC and the MEAC. Beat up on. Well, we was in the SWAC 1 year. Then the SWAC put us out and made us an independent. So we played a SWAC MEAC schedule.
I wouldn't have never known that, man. Where y'all play at? Is it a football stadium on?
Yeah, it's a stadium over there.
Man,
that stadium with one side with one on the stands.
No, that's Morehouse. We had a 20,000 seat stadium.
Damn,
we had the biggest stadium in all of Black College.
That wasn't no 20,000. Now that stadium wasn't no 20,000. Come on.
Hey, that's what they said. They said it seat 20,000.
That stadium ain't seat no 20,000. Now
it seat more than fail.
You man, fam seat 30, 25 or 30. That's a lot for a black school.
Fam seat about 7, 8.
The University of Miami need to only have 25.
You might right.
you might
be right.
With Golden as the coach, yeah.
With anybody as the coach. And see, people have they get it twisted and always talking about the good old days, but UM never drew no fans. Only time they ever drew was in a big game.
Yeah, that's it.
Even in the Orange Bowl. So, but you listen to people talk about the good old days, and it's just like the old man who every year the walk to school got a couple miles longer. It wasn't nobody at no UM game.
Miami. That's just South Florida in general, though. South Florida is very, very bandwagonish. So we not gonna, you know, they the only Miami Dolphins the only pro team I ever known to have a blackout. Remember that when we was kids?
During the playoffs.
During the playoffs, they black out a game and nobody would go to it, and nobody just went to the games.
I came in a little late. But have y'all talked about the Heat yet? And our newest sensation.
No,
White Side.
Oh, y'all ain't got on that yet.
No, we ain't talk about him, but like I said,
it remains to be seen. Let's not go crazy just yet.
I'm not going to go crazy. But if he can do exactly what he's doing right now.
I tell you one thing. If he played last year, he would have won.
I don't know about that. They didn't get beat on the inside. They got beat with ball movement last year.
He is a true 7-footer.
Yeah, but it wasn't the inside that was killing them. It was some 3-point shots and ball movement.
The NBA title, the finals.
Man, come on, man. Come on, man. Don't start that.
I believe Maurice Brown had a 20,000 a seat.
I know Maurice Brown ain't had no 20,000 seat stadium. I know that.
But you ain't never drove past the stadium on Martin Luther King.
I drove past it.
I try to stay off of them kind of streets, man. You know. I really don't want to go on no Martin Luther King streets.
What's his birthday? But you, speaking of Martin Luther King Street, you say you don't want to go to Martin Luther King Street.
No, I try to stay off of them.
But why? I don't understand that, Courtney. But why? Why
come
you gonna
on,
stay
man.
With?
Yeah, come on, man. What's good on Martin Luther King Street? Matter of fact, I think it's a disgrace to that man's name to have them streets out of here. It really take his name off them streets.
It really is. You're being right about that because it's ridiculous.
It's
a disgrace to
a great man who left a great legacy. But every street. I don't know about in every black community, but you know on my MLK, I ain't never seen nothing good on MLK.
Oh, no, they all good.
No, all of them. You ain't going to find nothing good on MLK.
I think black folks need to start a petition to get them taken off of that. Put an MLK street out in Weston.
You really go see a petition.
that might be what happened.
They'll keep them streets clean.
Hey, since we're on the subject, we all off subject now. But since we're on the subject, why at the Martin Luther King parade we got to have a fight? You ever notice that?
You know what? I hate to say this. I've never been to one. 41 years of living. I've never been to a Martin Luther King Day parade.
I have because I used to work at them. At Sistra, I used to work on the committee. So, yeah, I used to go. And I swear every year something happened. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to say it. Something happened.
Well, I remember one year a little girl got shot in Miami one time.
Yeah. Liberty City, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep,
maybe until we learn how to act as a people, they should take them names off them streets and stop having them parades if you're going to make it out of a nigger fest.
Hey, and on that note, man, we're gonna we'll be back in a few minutes. We got to pay some bills, like I said. Bio the Buck Man, please go see him. Liz Garcia's Secret Beauty Spa, also on Facebook. Got to give a shout out to her. And also Thad Hamilton, Esquire, please. If you get in the car accident, you know who to call. Call the right lawyer. That's Thad Hamilton. For everybody.
That's my home girl, Kia brother.
We'll be right back.
Change me. Hey, turn the lights on. Hey, ball and Tupac up in this bitch. You know how you see this shit. By age 16, I sold the dope fiends. Not yet a drug dealer, but I watched them closely until they noticed me. I got the feds wondering who broke the law.
drop the gun. I hit your block and we can box for fun. Nigga, one on one. Last of all is a ball of cat. Is that bro? Why the fuck you think we call it that? So if you knew me in my past life, don't act like we homeboys. Ain't no love in the fast life. I switch gears on them jealous bitches. Who do you fear? The game plan of a changed man. So what I'm saying is,
I changed hands, but I'm still the same old rider.
Fucking with a changed man.
In my sock, cop spot, white niggas, but hard to stop niggas. Not if they got niggas, dope boys and hot niggas who might have shot niggas, but only by the thriller. Off of respect, nowadays they expect me to be in the Ferrari or the old Lexus. Or anything you keep flashing past, you can't check. That's me, days on the Escalade back seat. Don't creep, what you think? CIP and them sweet. Don't sleep, get your hit from your head to your feet.
You know me.
I'm finna introduce you to the old me. Walk in, explode, and the lead reload. You don't like a record, nigga, fuck you, blow me.
But you real respect me,
or get it in your neck. No grief, niggas, they are gonna let me be. Get your inside exposed to the streets, nigga.
I changed hands, but I'm still the same old rider.
You're fucking with a changed man.
I sling a new dope to the world, but the people still buy.
Nigga, you fucking with a changed man.
I'm a real dog, nigga. Gonna get your hands up. You gonna break the hands.
Fucking with a
changed man. You're dealing with a changed man.
The niggas so cold when I flow. Bowed under death row, three-wheel motion. Coming through coasting. Who's that nigga in the G-Rod screaming out M.O.B.? Nigga, we ride. I hit the charts like a stick-up kid. Number one in the nation. I fucked the world. A judge gave me probation. Faced with incarceration. Move tapes like a big weight. Sling it to the whole nation. Give me mine or I'm blasting on every song. Murder my enemies. I'm mashing until I'm gone. One love to my thug niggas. And fuck a bitch because the truth is to love niggas. Throw your hands in the air. Close your eyes and hope you never come against the mass of smoke. On death row. My adversaries bleed. But fuck them all till the trunk cease. Fucking with a changed man.
I changed hands.
Y'all know that nigga on the rap song. Y'all know that nigga in the movie. You don't know this nigga in 3D. Real live right up against you in front of your face. West Side. Outlaw Immortals. You fucking with a change man. You fucking with a change man.
We back, and I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to get into any social issues yet, because we're going to talk about some sports, finally. The next thing we're going to talk about is sports, finally. Actually, I guess this is a social issue. Here we go again, because I got to talk about this. Nick Young, the point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers, nicknamed Swaggy P, his girlfriend is Iggy Azalea, the rapper I think that T.I. put out or whatever. Swaggy P will be broke by the time he turns 30, ladies and gentlemen. He has hired bodyguards to watch his 500 pairs of shoes in his house.
To do what?
I'm going to repeat this again, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't even believe what my ears are hearing. My brain is not processing what my ears are hearing, I don't think. He has hired bodyguards to watch his 500 pairs of shoes in the house that he bought for himself and Iggy Azalea, who's his girlfriend, not his wife.
You know what? I was going to say silly Negro. Dumb ass nigga.
Boy, hey, but once we get a check, boy, we act like a fool, don't we?
He'll be broke. I'm going to tell you who else will be broke. 5 years after he stopped playing basketball. Dwight Howard.
Yeah. Well, his baby mama's going to make him broke. That's
exactly. He better play basketball to the last baby he got turned 18.
They gonna kill him. He gonna get bled dry. You right. He probably getting killed now. While he up there fighting Kevin Garnett and carrying on.
Right now, this boy.
Fighting Kevin Garnett. He took an L from Kevin Garnett.
No, he smacked that punk in his face. He should have punched Kevin Garnett in the mouth.
I like Kevin Garnett.
You know why I don't like Kevin Garnett? Because, see, Dwight Howard perceived as being soft. So he would try him. But he ain't want none of David West.
He ain't want
don't
none
be no
of
part, David West. Don't be no part-time tough guy.
Yeah, well, he ain't want no parts of what's his name after that game either. Who was that that came up to Kevin Garnett wanted to fight? Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo.
I think
Dwight Howard would have tore him in half out there.
I want to fight Carmelo. I ain't like the way how he snuck Buddy that time and ran. I just want to throw him a head up page or one time just see if he can fight somebody mano y mano. Carmelo, if you're listening to the show, I'm going to smack the shit out you. Then I'm going to grab your wife and we're going to eat some Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, Lord. Well, on the flip side of Swaggy P being broke, we have a Philadelphia 76ers rookie by the name of Michael Carter Williams that I'm sure no one has heard of. He's 22, guaranteed to make $4.5 million over his first season, and he's going to rely solely on his earnings from Nike, trading card endorsements.
His parents set that up for him.
Yeah. His mom is taking his $4.5 million away, putting it in a trust fund for 3 years, and he can't touch it.
Ain't he grown?
well, see, she doing what's best for him.
Yeah, this
and a lot more of them dudes need somebody like that.
He better hope he don't end up like that hockey player. Who the hockey player who gave his parents power of attorney, and then when he looked at his bank account, he had $6,000 to his name, and he had a $30 million contract.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, he sued his parents for custody of his little brother. Sometimes your parents are hungry.
A trust fund can't nobody touch it.
But you know what? I mean, everybody got their hands up. I remember one time this dude I mentored was being recruited by Georgia Tech. I told Georgia Tech, I said, man, I got $5,000 in credit card debt. Take care of my credit card bill. I guarantee you he signed. So everybody got their hands out looking for a handout.
Well, this boy here finna get Georgia Tech put on probation and everything.
Everybody. And whoever that boy is, they going to figure that out, too. Everybody going to get messed up on here.
Oh, no, that was years ago. They did not pay me the money, though.
Yeah, but don't come on the radio snitching, Bart.
He about bad as Tyrone Moss.
Lord have mercy.
They didn't pay me.
Yeah, right. It's a little too late for that, buddy. A little too late, but okay. The next thing we're going to talk about is the biggest thing of the night. And it's probably going to make me lose my job as a radio show host, but I'm going to say it. Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys. Was it a catch? Was it not a catch? Guess what? Who cares because Dallas lost?
And That's
all that matters. That's it. Tony Romo lost, and I'm fine. You know, I got asked. They said, Tommy, why don't you like Tony Romo? And you know what my answer is. Because I don't like him.
Well, I ain't got nothing against Tony Romo. I more so don't like the Dallas fans.
The Dallas fans?
I don't care. Yeah, as long as the fans ain't happy, I'm good.
Well, see, they'll make you hate Dallas with the way they act. They will.
Because for years they've been 8-8, 7-9. 6-10, and the first time they got a little glimpse of hope, well, they'll light Facebook up. Half of them ain't been past Palm Beach County.
yeah,
and worry about the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, now I will say that the owner of this radio station has been to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I've seen the pictures. Also, we all setting up a trip. You know, we all going out there next season. We're gonna do a show out there one Sunday night. So please, y'all get ready. I'm serious. Now all of us need to go.
And I'm gonna make sure I use the bathroom and don't flush. That's how much I can't stand the Cowboys.
Right on cue. Hey, man, you can't dirt up that good stadium like that, man. That's a brand new $100 million stadium, man.
I don't hear nothing about it.
Wow.
I can't stand. Oh, you know what? I used to like the Cowboys when they had a bunch of Miami Hurricane players and Jimmy Johnson coaching.
Yeah.
After that, I was done with. When they had the greatest football player that ever come out of the city of Fort Lauderdale.
Here we go.
Team.
Yeah, but this I have to agree with you. Definitely agree on that. Nobody better than Michael Irvin, number one. Yeah, Michael Irvin, number one forever.
Alvin Hoffa.
What'd you say?
Alvin Hoffa.
Alvin Hoffa.
I'm just saying that just to piss off the owner of the radio station.
He plays for the Cowboys.
Alvin Harper.
Yeah, he plays for the Cowboys.
Sam Hurd. Those are the greatest Cowboys receivers ever in history.
I'm talking about, I don't care about the history of the Cowboys receiver. I'm talking about out of Fort Lauderdale, the hometown.
Oh, yeah, that's greatest ever. Greatest ever.
Yeah.
Went to the greatest high school, too. It's not.
I don't know about all that.
Well, look where high school he came from. Going
well,
there.
they raped the community. Like I always
I'm trying to tell you, they raped Nova High.
How?
They raped the community.
The
best player that ever played at Nova High.
What are you talking about?
What'd you say?
The best player to ever play at Nova High stayed at Nova High. Archie Denson.
Oh, of course, Archie stayed. But how many other people left Nova High and went to St. Thomas?
Not many. Not very many.
But
I mean, y'all,
you know,
I can't even say nothing about Nova. Y'all, they was rapists, too, because ain't none of y'all live in Davie.
Well,
no,
that's what, everybody all over the county grew there.
I grew up in Davie.
Man, you ain't grew up. Man, you grew up in Lauderdale. Man, what you talking about, man?
They was rapists too. They you know, y'all went out to Nova and y'all, you know, it was a big deal to go to Nova.
It was an experimental school. I was on for Boyd Anderson though.
The thing I don't like about these private schools. They all these traditional black schools were black people had pride to go and wanted to go since they was kids, the Dillers. I ain't even going to say Boyd Anderson. I graduated from Boyd Anderson. That's not a traditional black school.
Nah, it's really not.
And you see the state of Diller football now, it's a crying shame. Because as soon as one of these kids think they can play football, their mama's rushing them out to St. Thomas. And sooner or later, it's going to end a lot of here legend. I told you what's going to end up happening one time. I ain't going to say it on the radio, but give it some time. And they're going to run them from out of there. The first time it happened. First time one of them young boys pull a Bill Cosby.
Well,
or somebody say they pull a Bill Cosby. That's what's going to get them from out there.
The first time
somebody get accused of it.
Well, there's a possibility now because, you know, the head coach at St. Thomas just resigned today. So he resigned today.
He resigned today.
So there's a possibility that there may be a black head coach over there. Two names
that
have been thrown out.
That ain't
you got two names. Listen to this now. You got two names that have been thrown out, black head coaches. And they are head coaches. They've been successful, too. And both of them went to St. Thomas.
That's Roger Harriet. He won a state championship over at University School. And Wayne Blair, who's been a very successful head coach, he led BA actually to the furthest the school has ever gone in school history. They went to the sectional, but
happened.
Then they lost. Of course, they lost to St. Thomas.
I don't know, because St. Thomas is a private school, but I'm willing to bet you any head football coach out there make him in the six figures.
That's public record. That's known.
It's not public record because that's a private school.
Well, not public. You know what I mean, though. That's common knowledge, I should say. You're right.
Yeah, so I don't
knowledge.
Think that's going to happen.
Well,
why did the
know.
Coach resign?
They gave no reason in the paper. I mean, you hear rumors, you know. I heard he got ran from over there. I've heard that he want to go to college. I've heard that this, that, and the other. I just heard a bunch of men. You never know what's real.
But I remember back in the days, Coach Otis Gray was the best coach in Broward County. You had so much talent at them traditional black schools.
Better than Willie DeGaro.
Coach Gray, a legend.
And
he was the standard. And now you it just ain't no pride in the community to say, you know, they go to Dillard, or they go to Boyd Anderson, any one of them predominantly black schools. You know them people don't want y'all out there for nothing, and you ain't getting no better education. Cause they ain't got to prove it to nobody what grades you making. And I know some of them cats went out there. They weren't the sharpest knives in the drawer. Had they played in a public school, they probably couldn't play.
It's a good argument, you know. You and I.
So you're not really getting that quality education like they say you get
if you don't want it. Okay. Well,
exactly.
If you don't want it.
But if you're not getting it, then why are you on the field?
Well, you understand.
What is your interest in this kid? Is your interest in this kid the pump build up your football program, or is your interest in this kid is the educate him while you build up your football program?
But see, my argument about this will always be the same. That stuff goes on in public schools too. You know, if you allow it as a principal, it goes on at public schools too. I mean, it's just that.
But it's more controlled.
What I was about to say. You're right. It's more scrutiny at the public school level, so it doesn't happen as much. But you got some of those people out there that care about nothing but football. This is the way I think about it. Education, you know, education is what you make it, what you want to get out of it. Do not, because there ain't no sense in to me in somebody like Tupac, who dropped out of school in like the 9th or 10th grade, and being as well read as a Harvard freshman, you know, or somebody like Nas, who dropped out in the 8th, 9th grade. That's a good documentary to see, by the way, if you ain't seen that one. And for him to drop out of school like that and to be as smart as he is. So, you know, it's kind of what you want to do now.
Well, I understand that. If you want to learn, it's here for you to learn. But if you're not learning.
You want to learn football.
If you're not learning, how is this, what is this doing for that kid? You're just pushing him through school. Building up your football program, and then and if he's good enough to go to college, he gonna have to hope somebody push him through college. It's a bunch of All Americans on this team. Everybody was on an All American who done went to college or close to it.
Cornell, I understand. I understand. You still hurt from us beating y'all 55-0 in high school. So I understand why you still mad at St. Thomas.
I want to see y'all play Booker T or Central.
We did play Booker T. If you look back.
No, I ain't talking about what I ain't talking. I ain't talking about.
They was in the same
down
against Booker T and whooped them. So I don't know
how
what
long
you're
ago was that?
About.
What year?
That was back in 06.
Man, that's 2015.
So whoever you want to play, line them up.
Y'all normally play a big-time school on their downside, just like y'all played in Miami Northwestern when they went down.
Go in with this.
Now, play Booker T and Central right now.
Tell them to play us. You act like
something. I listen to the sports talk radio. The man from Booker T said he called St. Thomas trying to schedule a game, and he ain't never get a call back.
Of course he gonna say that. Hey, you know he telling the truth. Please, come on, man. Ain't nobody running.
They scared to play. Tell me,
you know and I know. You know and I know. When you cross that county line road, it's a whole different level of competition.
Boy, let me tell you something. It's some very good football played in Broward County.
Yeah, but when you cross that county line road, there's some hungry cats over there.
Yeah. It might be. Yeah, I agree with you on that. But the mighty, mighty St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders got more championships than all of them. So until they can say they got six, don't nobody down there have six.
Man,
nobody.
Ain't no time. I know you're an alumni of that school.
Nobody has six.
Listen. I know you're an alumni of St. Thomas. But I thought since you went to HBCU, they would have got some of that foolishness out of you.
Don't get me wrong. I love all my schools. You know I love FAMU to my heart. I love it. I wouldn't want it any other kind of way. I love.
They should have got all that St. Thomas love out your heart when you went there.
No, but when it comes to football on the high school level, it's hard to beat that program over there, man. It's hard to beat that.
I imagine so when you're pulling talent from every corner of the county.
Here we go.
And sometime out of state.
Here we go again. All off subject, as usual. Here we go again. But listen, it's like this. Is it fair? Is the playing level fair? No. But you still got to strap it up. It's not fair at Chaminade. It's not fair at Westminster Christian. It's not fair at Cardinal Gibbons. It's not fair at Miami, Westminster Christian, or Pinecrest. But you don't see those teams winning. Nobody says nothing about them private schools. They get ran out by B.A. and Dillon.
Yeah.
So there has to be something.
You can't make the comparison.
Yeah, but the rules for them are the same. They don't have rules.
Y'all getting the cream of the crop.
But why?
I told you. Y'all, St. Thomas is at the Little League game scouting.
And so is everybody. Listen.
Didn't y'all get James White from Tallahassee?
James White ain't come from no Tallahassee. You talking about Major Wright. He came from Tallahassee. But who's counting? Anyway, like I was saying.
Well, what's the name? What, Giovanni Bernard from Orlando or something like that?
No, that's not true. LaMarcus Joyner was from South Dade, but again, who's say who's counting? Anyway, you look at all the other private schools. They're not good. Don't nobody say nothing about that.
Well, y'all got the tradition behind you, man. Y'all had to.
That's my point.
Hold on.
Something got to be going on over there.
Y'all had the great first with all. I'm going to say this with all due respect. Y'all had the first slave catcher in the great George Smith. And he the one started it.
Oh, my God. He the one started.
He stole Michael Irvin back in 1980. What? Ain't nobody ever heard of St. Thomas then.
Ladies and gentlemen, pass the popcorn, please. This is about to get interesting. I'm listening. Go ahead.
So he set the foundation. He was the first slave trapper, and not the rest of them trying to catch up with him.
Well, I mean, all analogies aside, if that's what you're saying, somebody still had to coach football, okay? Somebody had
no doubt. But see, football, you know, it's good to have a coach. But I once heard an NFL coach say, "You win with Billies and Joes, not X's and O's." So you can know all the football. Don't nobody know no more football than any other coach. You win with talent.
Well, but it's always exceptions to that rule. I mean, Michael Irvin never won a state championship.
And there wasn't nobody out there but him.
Yes, it was. They went to the playoffs. They had a good team.
Yeah, but I'm saying St. Thomas wasn't known for nothing back then.
No, they wasn't known for much back then. I mean, but, you know, that was my class that came on the scene that took things. We the ones did that. You know, I'm claiming that. I'm just going to say that. When I got there, the team was what, 7-3? Then we went 4-6.
Yeah,
and my last year, we were undefeated.
I bet y'all.
So what school St. Thomas recruited you from?
They didn't recruit me. I wasn't recruited by St. Thomas. So I don't know what you're talking about. Ain't nobody never recruited me to St. Thomas. I paid my tuition on time. I did all academic-wise. I was academically sound. So I don't know what y'all are talking about. I never was recruited. I paid my tuition on time, diligently, and all that other good stuff.
Tommy, you ain't had no scholarship out there?
No, man, I paid. I paid every month.
You paid tuition for 4 years at St. Thomas.
Listen here, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm not like Bart with Georgia Tech. I did everything I was supposed to do.
I understand that, but I ain't gonna believe you paid tuition for 4 years. Maybe for the first 3-4 months until they figured out.
Like I said, man.
We got us a fast one here, Mr. Charlie. He pretty fast.
Oh, my God. Boy, you stupid, boy. Hey, listen, all us had to pay.
See, I don't believe that.
We were listening.
Are you going to tell me Cameron paid to play out the?
All of us.
Maybe
the Keith Wilkerson, maybe
the
Porter, everybody.
Man, get off. Come on,
pay.
Man. Everybody, maybe the first 6 months.
Juan Russell, all of us, man, listen. We even had to work at the school in the summer. We had to work. We painted the school every summer.
Well, they
you
sure
don't
have jobs. Yeah, I believe that. Who else was going to do it?
We painted the school every summer.
Well, why they had y'all doing that?
The same color.
Why they had y'all doing that? There wasn't nobody else paying tuition out there doing it.
Nah, I'm just playing. We didn't do all of that. Man, I'm just joking now. I mean, being honest with you about that.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Okay.
It's about that now.
Now, I know I worked in the nursery at Nova every summer.
The nursery?
Yeah.
Nova was a wannabe St. Thomas.
Nah. Don't ever put Nova and St. Thomas in the same sentence.
You surely shouldn't. Yeah, you got that right.
St. Thomas.
You got
you know
that
you'll
right.
Have a, you'll have a guy staying right next door to you, and he bragging because he go to Nova. He ain't going out of Nova. Well, my mama had me on the waiting list since she was 3 months pregnant. Come on, man.
Nova was thugged out by the time I was there.
Man, come on, man. Go ahead on with that, man. Well, in retrospect, tonight was pretty hilarious. It started out pretty slow, but boy, it warmed up quick. We got 50 seconds left, and in these 50 seconds, I just got a few things to say and shout-outs to give. Shout-out to everybody that's listening tonight. Definitely without the fans, we wouldn't have anything. Shout-out to everybody else, too. And all the topics that we went over. You can kind of play the music now, Jack, because I got one last thing to say. Cornell.
Yeah.
Cornell. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm coming to pick you up. You're going to the Martin Luther King Parade this weekend. All right?
So, you going to
do what? Shout out Mike Morris, Nova High alumni, for signing that contract. We're going
to go to the one in
Liberty
City off 62nd.
I can't hear you, man.
Hey, we out of here, everybody. Y'all have a good night.